This is your update from Columbia Faith and Values, Mid-Missouri's source for religion news. I'm Kelly Moore. Floods, tornadoes, severe storms, all of these are pretty common here in Missouri. As of last year, Missouri was the 10th most disaster-struck state in the nation, with 53 federally declared disasters in the past 60 years. And that's just the ones that were declared major disasters by the federal government, like the Joplin tornado in 2011 and serious flooding in southern Missouri last August. There are many more each year on a smaller scale that aren't federally declared, like the tornado north of Trenton just 2 weeks ago. When was the last time your church had a tornado drill, or talked about what to do if the sanctuary floods? If disaster strikes, how will your community reach out to help others? If you don't know, you're not alone. Most churches and other faith-based organizations don't have a disaster preparedness plan. But some groups in Missouri are taking steps to change that through a collaboration of faith-based organizations and disaster relief agencies.
That we could house people, and I'm just thinking hospitality is what the church likes to do.
It's a Friday afternoon, and about 100 people are gathered in the gym of Broadway Christian Church in Columbia. They lean in around their tables, talking about the resources their churches have that could be helpful in the wake of disaster.
We have lots of the founding members of Habitat for Humanity for Franklin County in our church, so they would have the hammers and the nails.
This group of Christian clergy and laypeople came to Columbia for a two-day training session on how to help their congregations prepare for natural disasters. Many of them came from rural communities, where fewer people are officially connected with disaster relief agencies than in big cities.
These rural faith-based organizations actually could connect with networks that are already created. They just don't know that they exist.
That's Bill Roseheim. He facilitated the training.
And part of our effort here is to make people aware. There are just so many resources out there.
People at the training heard from representatives of the American Red Cross, the State Emergency Management Agency, and different faith-based relief groups. Amid all the disaster relief jargon, group activities, and shared stories, a common message emerged. You have to have a plan. Dale Parson is the Associate Conference Minister with the Missouri Mid-South Conference of the United Church of Christ.
I think we have a real need in this state. As good as the resources and as reliable as the resource people are, we really have a need to get the word out into all of our communities and our faith-based organizations as well, that disasters of all sorts are as inevitable as the sun coming up in the morning. And the better prepared we are, and the better organized we are, and the more resources that we are able to put together for disaster relief and disaster recovery, the healthier our state will be and the healthier our communities will be.
This was just a first step in preparing people. One of the next steps is creating a new organization, the Association of Local Faith-Based Disaster Readiness Coordinators. This organization will provide training opportunities and support and point people to existing resources. It will also be a place for people to share what really works. Many of the people who came to the training have been through disasters before. Jill Michael is one of them. She's the pastor of South Joplin Christian Church, which was damaged by the tornado that hit the town 3 years ago. The church had done one tornado drill, but most people quickly forgot about it.
The reality is that I remember no conversations where we said, we could do this and be prepared for part of our town being wiped off the map, for our church being damaged, and for many of our families losing their homes and businesses. There were no conversations that started that way.
Fortunately for Michael and her congregation, they were prepared in other ways that had nothing to do with talking about tornadoes, but were simply part of parish life. For one, they had done some long-range planning for the building, so when they had to rebuild the sanctuary, they didn't have to start brainstorming from scratch. But even though the church made it through, Michael says there are still ways the congregation could be better prepared for future disasters.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
So, how does a faith community even get started with a disaster preparedness plan? There's a lot to consider. But here are some of the basics. It starts with individual members and families. Make sure the people in your faith group have plans for where to take shelter. Encourage them to create an emergency kit with items like flashlights, food, water, and a battery-powered radio. It's also a good idea to have an out-of-state contact everyone knows to call, just in case local phone lines get too busy. The congregational level is next. Internally, that means finding answers to questions like, what happens if the building is damaged? What happens to the regularly scheduled programming? Does the church have a good insurance policy? Externally, that means figuring out how to serve. Focus on one thing your group is good at and make that your post-disaster mission, whether it's becoming a shelter, caring for displaced pets, or clearing fallen trees from people's driveways.
So what's something that your church is passionate about? And then maybe
whatever your role, collaboration is key. Partnering with other organizations helps relief efforts stay more streamlined and organized and provides a stronger support structure. Every state already has a collaborative network in place. They're called VOADs, Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Basically, a VOAD is an organized way to keep track of who's doing what and to share resources in all phases of disasters, from preparation to initial response to recovery. There's also a localized version called a COAD, Community Organizations Active in Disaster. A county's emergency management agency will have information on whether a COAD exists and how to get involved. As you can imagine, 2 days of training on disaster preparedness can be a little overwhelming. This training session ended on an encouraging note, with a blessing and a song, as attendees prepared to take what they learned back to their communities and congregations and put it into practice.
If you need me, I will hold your people in my heart.
That's it for this update from Columbia Faith and Values, Mid-Missouri's source for religion news. You can find news stories, commentaries, and more every day of the week on ColumbiaFaithandValues.com. I'm Kelly Moore. Thanks for listening.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glory.